This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America as well as around the world on the internet, and not to forget about down there in the Caribbean. Yeah, we got our folks down there in the Caribbean where I know it's a little bit warmer than it is here right now, but that's okay. It'll warm up again. It's Florida. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our all important EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping us free and safe. And I want to say something, first of all, to my brother and sister firefighters. We lost a lieutenant yesterday up in Worcester, Mass, a terrible house fire. A couple of firefighters got trapped. He managed to save their lives. We have one firefighter, the second one that the lieutenant got out, who's in ICU right now, who's in pretty rough shape. The lieutenant went back in to try to rescue someone who died in the fire. He got caught up in it, and he himself died. But this is what we do in the fire service, and we mourn them when we lose them. And again, our brother, rest in peace, because there'll be some place for you up there in heaven to be putting out fires, I'm sure. And by the way, don't forget, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of it is what you're doing, where you're doing it, we thank you very much for keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of everything that's over there. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, us with us, and you want to pick up again where we started with the takeaways from yesterday.
Yeah, and these are kind of detailed, but I would say we'll start here with number one. Until this phone call between Trump and Zelensky, the Democrats never cared about sending any kind of aid to Ukraine,
right?
To a country that's been historically proven corrupt. That was a huge takeaway. We've obviously established that the country is corrupt. They never cared, especially when Obama just sent them night vision goggles, MREs, and blankets.
Right.
You know, they didn't say anything about it. Okay, so poor, the Democrats, what were they doing when Russia went in and invaded Ukraine?
Nothing.
They needed that aid. Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And so, I would say the Democrats were looking the other way when Russia did this. So why was that? Because under the Obama administration, the United States, Obama needed Russia's cooperation during the nuclear deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he didn't send military aid.
Mm.
Now, remember that the ship operation sent at least one aide to Ukraine.
Yep.
And why did they do that? And I got his name, Thomas Eager.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did that because they were seeking and got opposition research on Trump from a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a very short second yesterday, they brought up CrowdStrike, which Trump brought up in the phone call with Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing. They didn't really want to go there. The Democrats really didn't want to go there with CrowdStrike in Ukraine. Now, why was that important? Remember, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife,
right,
used sources in Ukraine for opposition research.
Correct.
And a foreign interference, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Democrats were pressing ahead with this impeachment because of a phone call. It was all hearsay. Every bit of it was hearsay. And The questions, even the way they were crafted yesterday, was what is your opinion and what is your understanding? Not that they were fact witnesses, because they weren't. They were looking for opinions and understandings. Now, given the lack of knowledge in policy and political events at home, these two diplomats, they clearly are not of one voice and one vision.
No.
You know, that to me was remarkable. Now, the National Defense Authorization Act that gives foreign aid doesn't have delivery dates in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all the time suspend or hold back or withdraw or even reduce the aid that is passed through the NDAA because things can happen in those countries,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we don't like. And that's obviously the case in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So they were changing, the Democrats yesterday were changing things from quid pro quo, and they used two words in place of quid pro quo, and that was bribery and extortion.
Hello, Joe Biden.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's a well-known fact that all things Burisma was full of corruption. We know that.
Right.
And so do other world leaders. They also knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, big, huge money, way beyond Burisma,
yep.
were at issue here. The president has a duty to protect our money.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Zelensky is a brand new leader.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to figure out if we were going to necessarily trust him or not, which was part of that phone call.
Yeah.
Now he says the big thing is that Schiff, on two occasions yesterday, said he did not know who the whistleblower was.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't know who the whistleblower is, then how is he protecting this person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, now, and when one of his staffers met with him.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, the United States, actually through the FBI, has a memorandum of understanding with three of the investigative agencies in
mm-hmm.
Ukraine
mm-hmm.
to investigate illicit funds, money laundering, and theft.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI. And the person that signed the memorandum of understanding is FBI Deputy Assistant Director Matthew Moon.
Hold that thought.
Give me a name.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to pick up right there. And we're also going to hear what Jim Jordan said to Adam Schiff and what Adam Schiff said back, which was the biggest lie of the day yesterday, and we can prove it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back, receding.
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude,
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And, you know, if you want the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the right tab is their beautiful red, white, and blue logo, USCCA. Click on it. The first thing you'll see is a window that says register for the free gun a day giveaway. Now, you do that, you sign up for that, and eventually somebody in this audience is going to win it. We've come very close, but somebody in this audience is going to win it. And when you do, I'll announce your name here on the program. But after you do that, take a look at becoming a member of the USCCA. They have three different levels of membership. And when you join and become a member, you'll get a $474 package worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat USCCA gear, too. And don't forget that award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, that comes to you every month with more discounts and savings in there, too. The United States Concealed Carry Association, look for the logo link, the banner link right there on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us, and I want to play this real quick. You ready?
All right.
Here we go.
What purpose does Mr. Jordan seek recognition?
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. And we all know it. And we all know it. We all know it.
And to protect the witness. How do you protect somebody you don't know who it is?
That's right.
I mean, is he protecting, Captain Kangaroo here or what?
Yeah, we all know it was a lie. Everybody. Even he knows it. But then again, that's Adam Schiff.
And then he said again, you can submit your list for a review, you know, which means that we're subservient, and I'll take it under advisement and let you know if I decide yes or no.
Mm-hmm. So keep going on your takeaways.
Well, that was it. I mean, you know, the big thing is understand that you wouldn't have 14,000 dead Ukrainians if the Obama administration, and they know these things, had stopped Russia, especially after Crimea, stopped Russia from invading Ukraine. We wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to upset anybody, so we're just going to send night vision goggles, blankets, and MREs as, you know, military equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats weren't upset. They weren't upset until it became, you know, Javelin missiles. Well, Ukraine bought the Javelin missiles. That wasn't a gift.
Mm-hmm. By the way, before we drift on over to our caller on the line here, Steve in Thailand is chiming in. I think they should drug test the entire congressional population, including their staffers. The results would surely be interesting. Steve in Thailand.
I'd rather they do polygraphs, but I understand the point.
Okay. All right. Well, now let's go to our favorite caller. This is Backgammon Bob. Yes, sir, buddy. What's up?
Geez, Captain. How y'all doing?
Good. What's
Good
up?
Morning.
Anyway, just wondering on a totally different area. We've been spending an awful lot of money, and we've been taking in an awful lot of money at the United States. But are we ever going to pay our national debt? And I don't think we will. But the fact that we are not on the gold standard anymore in our currency, are we risking hyperinflation?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes, and it's mathematically impossible to pay off the debt.
Right. Yep.
That's the bottom line.
That's true.
We cannot pay it off. Not, I mean, it goes up exponentially virtually every day.
Yep.
I mean, we're taking in more, you know, tax revenues because of the success of the tax code that Trump redid. But we still have all of these expenses that we have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and China, by the way, is not our biggest debtor.
No, it's Japan. Japan. Yep.
It's Japan, and then Britain, and then
yep.
China.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Well, at
no,
some
we
point,
aren't
we going to?
Sometimes
we can print. We're going to have inflation. The dollar is going to have to crash.
Well, I don't doubt that. You know, we're anticipating
yeah.
that, but as long as we're continuing to print money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Fed chair came out yesterday and said, look, this is unsustainable. It's, I mean, and nobody paid attention to the Fed chair yesterday.
Yeah.
Of course, very few people paid attention to Erdogan's visit to the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Now, by the way, Backgammon Bob, before I let you go, I want you to remember this. You ready?
Yeah.
Eric Shamarella. There, I've said it. That's the whistleblower.
Well,
have a good day.
Is the heart of memory.
Have a good day. Eric Shamarella. And Denise, let's go with this because we were talking about this, and I will get into this right now. This is Jim Jordan, what he said initially to Ambassador Taylor.
Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to have more witnesses like we've had today that the Democrats will parade in here, and they're all going to say this. So-and-so said such-and-such to so-and-so, and therefore we got to impeach the president. Actually, we can get more specific. We covered this a little bit ago. They'll say something like Ambassador Sondland said in his deposition, where he said Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. And if you can follow that, that's the Democrats' plan and why they want to impeach the president. That's what we're going to hear over the next couple of weeks. That's what we're going to hear. But no matter what they do, no matter how many witnesses they bring in here, four facts will not change, have not changed, will never change. The call shows no linkage between dollars and the investigation into Burisma or the Bidens. President Trump and President Zelensky have both said on the call there was no linkage, there was no pressure, there was no pushing. Ukrainians didn't even know the aid was withheld at the time of the phone call, and most importantly, as has been pointed out, Ukrainians didn't take any specific action relative to investigations to get the money released.
six people having four conversations at the same time.
Well, then he Jordan, and this is the key moment, is that Jordan asked Taylor, have you ever met Trump? No.
Yep.
Have you ever had a conversation with Trump? No.
Yep.
Have you ever had a conversation with Mick Mulvaney? No. He went through a couple of them, and he goes, mm-hmm. Oh, and you're the star witness.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And by the way, do you think the mainstream media is reporting it that way?
Well, interestingly enough, there was one person over on CNN yesterday that said he found some holes in the
Jeffrey Toobin, the legal analyst. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, look, just be watchful, because I think after next week, I think we've got, what, four more next week? Four more witnesses?
Yep.
Be watchful, because I think at some point Pelosi may pull the plug on this. I just don't think there's going to be a whole House vote.
Would you like to hear the other lie that came across here from Mr. Schiff? This is a biggie. Here we go.
1 week after that, Donald Trump would have the now infamous July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. During that call, Trump complained that the U.S. relationship with Ukraine had not been reciprocal. Later, Zelensky thanks Trump for his support in the area of defense and says that Ukraine is ready to purchase more javelins, an anti-tank weapon that was among the most important deterrents of further Russian military action. Trump's immediate response, I would like you to do us a favor, though. Trump then requested that Zelensky investigate the discredited 2016 CrowdStrike conspiracy theory and even more ominously look into the Bidens.
What was wrong with that statement right there? What was the one word that he said that was a lie? When he asked the president, Ukrainian president, to do a favor, there is no discussion or word in the actual verbiage back and forth about anybody asking the Ukrainian president to do a favor. None. He lied. Schiff lied. Again.
Well, he brought up CrowdStrike, and this is pretty interesting because mm-hmm. CrowdStrike was brought up in the call.
Mm-hmm.
And during this, I happened to get an email yesterday from the Bureau of Investigative Journalists,
mm-hmm.
and they are seeking to have the report that the UK has where Russia interfered in Britain politics.
Yep.
So then I trotted it over. CrowdStrike has an office in Britain.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. To be continued. Great segment, and have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll tell you what, you heard it all right there. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first day of public impeachment hearings has revealed some new details. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, linked President Trump more directly to a supposed pressure campaign on Ukraine to conduct investigations that would benefit him politically. Congressman Jim Jordan took the lead on behalf of the Republicans on the committee.
Were you wrong when you said you had a clear understanding that President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released, and the aid got released and he didn't commit to an investigation?
Mr., I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard.
Taylor also told the committee he heard from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this edition brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one up in, down here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, I'm looking at a bulletin that's coming in here. I'll get to that in a minute, but first, let's play this commercial for National Aviation.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, guys and gals, we know that more and more young people coming out of high school are not going off to college. They've instead chosen to go to a technical school or a trade school to learn a trade that in most cases will pay them less than what they think they're going to get. Because you start out as an apprentice in a union trade job, number one. You get 80% as an apprentice or starting out. At the bottom level, number two. So that $12 an hour becomes $9.60 an hour, the 15 becomes 12, the 10 becomes 8, if you get my drift. Now, how would you like to start out at a job that would pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more the first year, depending strictly on your God-given ability and talent to be able to be a certified aviation maintenance tech? Because you can do it. National Aviation Academy. With their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, can give you a great career path with tremendous benefits, job security, and a pay that starts at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Now, go to their website, naa.edu, to find out more, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Again, the website, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, an hour from now, Bo will be in and on the radio. Now, got a chat here. Let's see, got two different chats. First of all, breaking news coming in here. There has been a peace, a truce, rather, declared in the Gaza area after Israel went in. And it sounds like as if, although they're not confirming this, it sounds like as if they put some troops on the ground and went after a house where apparently there was a rocket detail in there, and these were the guys that were moving around mobile firing rockets, and they killed six of them in the course of this and blew the house up and destroyed it, which is what they do, blew the house up and destroyed it, and then went back, and right away a ceasefire was agreed to. We'll see if that sticks between the Gaza Strip militants and the Israeli Defense Forces. Now, Eric is chiming in, and he says, you know, if one pays attention carefully, the only people in the mainstream radio and television to a certain extent that are saying the name are either individuals or the show hosts. Yep, I know. I just got done doing that. I said it three times to Bagam and Bob to get it out there again. Top and bottom of the hour news breaks zero zilch nada on the news or the news readers or the reporters, et cetera, and all that sort of stuff. And, ceasefire, here we go again. Here's another bulletin coming from Israel. Ceasefire has already been broken. At least five more rockets fired. You know what that means. Israel will go right back and go right back after them again. And the name of the informant, the name of the whistleblower, Eric Sharmella. So think about that. And the orders from headquarters, as Eric put it, came on from a much higher source. Well, you're right. Now, the other thing is, the top Senate Democrat wants answers from the Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy, by December the 6th regarding the use of Chinese social media apps, Topkick, amongst soldiers. There's some concern that that may be creating a security risk. And also, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, agreed with Japanese officials that the three-way cooperation with South Korea is the key to regional security, and that an intelligence-sharing pact between Tokyo and Seoul should not be scrapped. Well, we all agree with that one now, don't we? We all agree with that one. So there you go. And one final thing before I go to the caller on the line here. We have no coalition right now with the ISIS situation in Turkey and Syria, where we've got some 500 to 600 troops that are in that area that are still going after the bad guys, as well as in Iraq, where we have about 5,000 troops. We're doing it alone right now. There's nobody with us that we can report of. All right. Good morning, Mr. Eric in Seminole. What's up?
Hey, what's shaking, sir? Thanks for taking my call. I figured instead of playing a text tag, just get on the 1MC and give you a ring-a-ding. So real quick about this Eric Sharmella character, cat, whatever.
It's Sharmella. It's pronounced. You don't pronounce the C-A. It's Char, C-H-A-R, but go ahead.
Right on. So, okay, so this is... Why are people calling him a whistleblower? Why is he, forgive me, didn't that name pop out when the Democrats released the Intelligence Committee for the Dems mistakenly released the...
Well, he was on the NSA, Eric. The guy has been a CIA analyst, okay, in Real Clear Investigations, which is a private investigative firm's, suggests that he is the whistleblower because of the things that have been surrounding him. He also was interfaced with the Ukraine with individuals who played the key roles in facilitating the infamous anti-Trump dossier. Remember that?
So
he was in all that.
basically I see what's going on now as the clown car at a three-ring circus, and the Democrats keep crawling out of it. This is ridiculous. This is making a mockery of our republic. We're not a democracy. We're mm-hmm. a republic. Mm-hmm. A representative form of government here. So enough with that. So you get this knucklehead in Gaza launching rockets at the Israelis. Now, years ago, I'm going to tell you what, the Israelis don't screw around.
No, they don't.
When it comes to counterintelligence and counterterrorism operations, they have probably the best in the world at infiltrating some of these, let's call it neighborhoods, ne'er-do-wells. I'm going to be polite. And what's being practiced, in my opinion, is when everything's all hunky-dory and calm in one section. It's almost as if it's coordinated. Something goes on in Gaza because something went on in Syria. Something goes on in Haifa area, in the Golan mm-hmm. Heights, when something's going on elsewhere in mm-hmm. the world. It's kind of like to, hey, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, IDF, they're going to have some, I don't want to say undercover people, for lack of a better word, they're going to have some serious big boy and big girl counter-intel agents, counter-terrorism agents walking those streets, and they have networks over there
yep.
that you almost swear it's a generational family thing that these informants that live and work and do everything else, send their kids to school.
Well, how do you think they took the six people out in the middle of a residential area last night? They actually put troops on the ground to go in there and get those people.
They have multi-layers mm-hmm. of surveillance, and they are kick butt and take names, ladies and gentlemen over there. They do not hesitate if they need to take a caterpillar to somebody's home yep. or dig up some weapons cache somewhere.
Yep.
They don't mess around.
No.
And all these little, people can look in their Bible if they don't believe this. All this stuff is, you can follow the wadis. I forget what the Hebrew name is for all these wadis and stuff, these little dry beds.
Mm-hmm.
They all lead out into the desert. What's going on out in the desert? You got Forerunners and you got Toyota Land Cruisers and stuff dropping off this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they traverse down these defilades, if you will. I mean, it's warfare. It's ancient warfare. It's timeless warfare type stuff.
Yep.
And then you have the aerial surveillance, getting tracked, drones,
yep.
lasers. So anyway, they need to take care of business, because personally, I've been hearing this stuff since I was breathing, able to.
I know. And I got much better at it. Well, Eric, here comes the music. I got to let you go, my friend.
Semper
Fi, sir. All right, Semper Fi. Yep, and the best of your boys for me. And one of these times we'll all go out and have lunch together at Mission Barbecue. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows. Yep, Two Guys Gun Shows. That's where I'm going to be Sunday over at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Now, I will tell you that Two Guys Gun Shows is one of my preferred gun shows, and here's why. You will find private collections of weapons going back to the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea and Vietnam. You won't find these collections at other Florida gun shows, and only Two Guys Gun Shows can guarantee you you're going to see that when you go there. So come on over to the Oldsmar Flea Market this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They'll be there Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. I will be there Sunday from noon to 3. Come on by, stop by, and we'll be happy to shake your hand and chat with you, whatever it is you got on your mind. The show itself is located on the east side of the Oldsmar Flea Market, next to the racetrack, right there on Racetrack Road. And I'll be there in person, as I said, Sunday from noon to 3. You can go to twoguysguns.com, twoguysguns.com, and that website, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you to find out more. So I'll see you Sunday over at the gun show. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, I'm going to play 40 seconds of Congressman Jim Jordan and Adam Schiff, and I want you to tell me what you pick up on this. Here we go.
Okay. What purpose does Mr. Jordan seek recognition?
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, You'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
What's wrong with that statement?
He says he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. It's patently absurd.
That's right. We all know he knows who it was. You know how we know that? Because one of his staffers interviewed him, number one. And number two, you can't tell me that staffer didn't tell him who it was and what he had to say, and he didn't know the name. It just isn't humanly possible. That's not the way people work, especially a guy that's supposed to be an attorney.
Listen, I watched In and Out a little bit. I've, you know, gone through some transcripts and some clips, and, you know, the star witness in this case has never even spoken to Donald Trump, not even spoken to anyone that's even involved. It's such a joke. And let me tell you something, all you lefty loons out there that think that this is the next great thing, if you honestly think that this is going anywhere, what do you think the stock market would be doing? It'd be tanking.
Mm-hmm.
If anything near any sort of impeachment proceedings, if it was anywhere close to happening, if there was any thought that it was going to happen, to be worried about it at all, the market would be tanking.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. And by the way, didn't they set another record yesterday?
On the Dow, they did, but the volatility would be there if there was any real fear in this. It's just a show trial. It's a waste of our time again.
Heck, yeah,
compared to a bad television show.
It's a waste of resources and money, lots of money.
Yeah. Well, the network's got to put something out, I guess. 24-hour cable news got to cover something.
Yeah. Now, what's going on? What are you hearing about this legal bid that the president's got going on to keep his tax return secret? I know he lost his challenge in the court in D.C. Is there anything else you're hearing up there that may be going on? Is he going to maybe take this to the Supreme Court, or aren't you hearing that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly where it's heading next. I'm sure it's going to remain in the courts for an extended period of time. I don't know. I think that maybe the president will just keep blocking. All of a sudden, said, "All right, I'm going to release the returns." I don't know what you know about this. Trump president also mentioned again, he's got another transcript that he may put out.
That's correct.
Kind of thing, so.
That's correct. And when that happens, that's another bombshell. And by the way, Adam Schiff spent the first 45 minutes of getting his stuff out there yesterday and asking his questions, doing this and that of the witnesses, the two witnesses they had. And in 5 minutes, Devin Nunes yesterday totally destroyed Adam Schiff's 45-minute dissertation.
Well, it's not that hard to do. I mean, it's nonsense what they got going on. Not to mention the fact that, you know, you're talking about how, you know, presidents operate and ask things of other countries. I mean, how long here have I been talking about, you and I have been talking about, we give out all this aid all around the world. And shouldn't we ask for something back for this, a certain type of behavior?
I would.
If there's all sorts of corruption that's involved within a country, and we know that it's going on, and, you know, shouldn't we ask to try to clean some of that up? I mean, shouldn't the president of the United States, correct me if I'm wrong, try to do the best for our, you know, with our dollars, our taxpayer money that's being sent to these far-off places?
Yeah. By the way, China's economy has apparently been rocked as the Trump trade war and the tariffs are taking their toll over there. That's what I'm hearing. What are you hearing?
The trade wars, in my opinion, I think is going great. You're going to have the people out there that think, oh, I actually talked about this for a while yesterday on my podcast, is that you got a lot of people, oh, you know, we got to go to the WTO and do things through the WTO and our allies. Are you out of your mind? China would love for us to go to the WTO. The WTO would take, if we brought a case against China, it would take 10, 12 years. The one we just did against the European Union with Boeing took forever and 10 days. China would love that, because then it'd give them another 10, 12 years to keep stealing all of our ideas.
By the way, you've heard of AARP, right?
What's that, AARP?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
All right. Now, they're rather liberal in their dissertations and what they suggest and support, correct?
Sure. Without a doubt. I mean, they're very much... they advancement of, retired people, and they're very much against any sort of entitlement reform, that's for sure.
A senior official with AARP yesterday said, and I quote, "Older adults actually have the money. It's not as bad as you think it is."
Older people, what?
The money. Talking about retirement, that they don't need any help or whatever with their, you know, with their retirements?
Some do, some don't.
That's right. It all depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the reality of the situation is some people are prepared and some people are not. Some people, made poor choices in regards to when they wanted to retire and regretting that. We have a situation now with very, very low interest rates, so people's cash is not yielding that much. It's what I do for a living. So, like I said, everyone's situation is unique and different, and we're constantly helping out people that are on their way to retiring, the people who are retired that made poor choices along the way.
Now, you want to know who's going to be generating a lot of revenue over the Thanksgiving holiday?
Who's going to be generating a lot of revenue over the Thanksgiving holiday? That's probably a lot.
How about the airport, the airlines and the airports, because they expect record travel on aircraft this Thanksgiving holiday season, and that means the airlines will do quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the other funny thing about, everybody out there. You ever walk into airports nowadays? They're packed all the time.
Uh-huh.
People are flying all over the place, going to various different destinations. That is good. People are going to visit their family. That's a worthwhile expenditure as far as I'm concerned.
Now, mortgage applications last month rose 9.6% compared to a year prior. What the heck's going on here?
What is? I'm sorry, Matt.
Mortgage applications jumped almost 10%.
Well, rates have come down, and I think you're going to start seeing again. I think you're going to start seeing the some of the older millennials as well. Starting to look to buying homes. They've held up for a period of time. I think it's obviously taking more time because of the student loan debt that's out there, but slowly but surely you're going to start seeing them purchasing homes.
And finally, Disney, apparently their record sales profits that they announced and lifted the Dow and the Standard & Poor's 500 to record highs despite some tensions, if you will, over trade in the Middle East and this, that, and the other. Things aren't looking too bad, are they?
Well, Disney did well with its streaming service that it just launched. Very, very impressive numbers coming out of the gate. So we're going to see if that holds. And everybody was very, very impressed with those numbers. That's why the stock popped to the degree that it did.
Oh, and here's one I should mention. Larry Kudlow is now pushing a 15% middle-class tax rate, 15%.
Lowering taxes, making our tax code much more progressive. I don't know how we're going to continue to pay for everything, but we shall see.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low and stay warm.
You got it.
All right. Chris is up there in the frozen tundra of Long Island, which is getting warmer today, though. I'll be right back. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, coming around.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.